Dear Lord, help us to stay on your side, praying that those who are being exposed right now would convert before it's too late for them. Amen. Well, my dear heart dwellers, I don't know how you guys have been feeling, but I have had a rough 2 weeks. And all of us have, really. And I think we're feeling the effects of not just the weather, but the spiritual weather and things that are going on in Washington and all over the world. The Lord has shared with me that the dominoes are falling and things are being exposed. The curtains are being rolled back, and it's not pretty. He needs as much prayer as we can give him, accompanied with as many fast offerings as we can give him. And I've been not good at giving fast offerings. I have to admit, part of it's that I'm just feeling really, really sick, and the fibros have been off the charts, plus a few other things that are going on. Ezekiel hasn't been feeling well. Carol hasn't been feeling well. Sherry hasn't been feeling well, and she's recovering from the loss of her little dog that died. And all of us are so acutely aware of the Lord's heart right now. The Lord is not feeling well. His heart is deeply, deeply grieved over the things that are going on and what is going to be exposed. And I think right now, his focus, I mean, it's a given these things are going to be exposed. It's going to happen. Nothing's going to stop it. He's going to do it. But I think what he's really grieving over right now is the loss of lives and souls. Some that will commit suicide rather than having to face what they've done in their life, face their family and friends with the activities they were involved in behind the scenes. All of this is going to come to light, and there are going to be some very hard questions to answer by family members. Double lives have been led for a very long time, and they're coming to a crushing ending. And the Lord's heart is very seriously grieved for not only what is being exposed, but also because he could lose these souls to suicide, or they could run off and hide and never repent. And he's praying and asking us to pray that they will repent. So I know today I was saying to the Lord, When, oh Lord, is this finally going to open up? When are things finally going to start happening with this? Well, they are happening. They're just happening on a very slow level, a very slow level. And the enemy would like nothing better than to start a war or cause all kinds of false flags to draw our attention away from the things that are taking place. But there are lists out now of people who are not going to be returning to Congress or to the Senate. And it's obvious that these people were involved in something dark, and that's why they're not coming back. So it is beginning to happen. It is beginning to be exposed. And I guess I have to admit my motives have been a bit selfish. I'm just tired of walking through sick soup day after day after day, carrying this burden, hoping that things would finally break open and we'd be set free from carrying this thing. Because we've really, really been suffering with the Lord's heart. Because we love him, because we're heart dwellers, we feel what he feels. And we're so, so longing to have this whole thing over with. You know, it's very difficult to do anything creative, like write or play music, or I even work on the painting of God the Father. It's very hard to do anything creative in this kind of emotional, physical, and spiritual pain. All we can really do is offer it to the Lord for their conversion and pray. And that's basically where he's kept us. When I came into prayer, Jesus began, yes, do pray for your country. Because Ezekiel had just gotten that word, pray for the nation, pray for the nation. Things are beginning to break, Jesus continued, and have an impact. repercussions are coming down on those who have betrayed the nation, and the dominoes are beginning to fall. It is making a deep impact and shaking foundations. You are praying against repercussions. Finally, Claire, things are coming apart, piece by wicked piece. But I still want you to remember to pray for the offenders, for some will take their lives and others will be murdered. This is a critical time in law enforcement, too, because so much evil is syndicated and tied in with legitimate law enforcement agencies. This giant will not fall gracefully. Much is being planned to draw attention away from the real news. False flag events, which the media hopes to make a grand point of focus to undermine what is being exposed. So this is the time to be praying against retaliation. And I'm taking a break here for a moment. After my correction the other day, I had planted like, I don't know, maybe 6 pots with these little things called corms that flower into shamrock plants. I had planted about 6 of those, planning on giving one away and using the other ones in our garden room. And I knew that this, you know, when I found out that this really was not pleasing to the Lord, when I finally admitted it, when I finally looked at it, I thought to myself, He couldn't possibly be happy about me having those plants as they grow. That if He didn't want it in the first place, He certainly isn't going to want it when they grow and are beautiful and very distracting. So the Lord cut in at this point and He said, as far as the plants go, would you consider giving them away for love of Me? I didn't want you to have them in the first place. In your heart, you know that, right? I do, Lord. I'm just so tired of feeling sick and listless. It was a distraction for me. You are suffering for the nation, Claire, and no amount of distraction is going to remove that. Boy, is that right. I mean, double medicine, Tylenol, more sleep, hot tubs, nothing is working at all. And that's when you know that it's intercession, when nothing works the way it's supposed to. He said, you were suffering, Claire, for the nation, and no amount of distraction is going to remove that. But for love of Me, would you? They're not good for you. They will be used to entrap you again and again. Better to cut off the influence. Don't worry about the one in the pool with the 2 little lavender flowers. It's the others that I want to go. You have pleased Me by cooperating, Claire. You really have. Jesus, I do love You more than these, and I know that they're dangerous for Me. I know that You know that, and that's why we are working together on this, and I am granting You the grace to remain detached. That's just a little aside. So, for the love of the Lord, I'm going to give them away. In fact, they're out of the house already, thank God. And you know, sometimes I wonder who my friends and enemies are. Someone sent us... right after I talked about this very same issue that I have that keeps recurring every spring, someone sent us a gift certificate for $1,000 worth of plants, and I thought, are you kidding me? Are you serious? Whose side are you on? And of course, we had to send it back, but I thought, wow, the Lord made me strong just before that one hit. If I had taken up on that one, I really would have gotten entrapped. And that's basically what it is. It's, you know, you have an affection for something. And if that affection can stand in the way of your relationship with Jesus, that's an idol. And I remember I woke up yesterday morning with my mind clear as a bell. I'm getting rid of those plants. I am getting rid of them. That was at 5 o'clock in the morning, right? And then I got to the point where around 11 o'clock, oh, they're so pretty. I don't, you know, is it okay, Lord? Can I keep them, please? And I had that kind of shadow in my conscience, you know, like, you know better than that. So I tried to rationalize it. And then I woke up this morning, and as I was going about getting ready for prayer, again, 6 o'clock in the morning, those plants are going. That's it. I'm not going to let anything distract me from the Lord. I can't do this. If He doesn't want me to have it, I can't keep it. They're going. They are gone. That's it. And then by noon, it was a struggle again. Oh, Lord, do you think I could maybe just keep a few? And finally, Sherry and I decided, okay, well, you'll pray for me and you see what the Lord says. But I knew in my heart that He didn't want me to have them. So they went out the door this afternoon, praise be to God. So at least I dodged a bullet for now and I made the Lord happy. You know, there's nothing in this world worth trading your relationship with the Lord for. He wants to go to higher places with me, and He can't do it if I'm still stuck on things that I like and I refuse to give up. I'll do my job, Lord, but let me keep this, okay? No, it doesn't work that way. You either obey and do your job right, or you compromise. And I've been compromising. So later on today, I decided no more compromise. I can't live with it. It's just so uncomfortable. You can just feel that darkness in your heart when you compromise. And it really does build a wall, dark brick by dark brick, between you and the Lord, until you're finally willing to let go of everything for Him. So, moving on to the message and what He was saying. Jesus continued. He said, "Heart dwellers, your prayers are in the process of being answered, but it isn't pretty. In fact, it is foul beyond what you could ever imagine. Every filthy practice invented by Satan has been used to entrap your government officials. They have sunk to levels of depravity that sodomites never dreamt of. These opportunities to engage in perversion are offered to all who hold office as an escape and in an entertainment on the surface. But beneath the surface, they are entrapments that can later be used to manipulate and control people with blackmail. But what they don't see is that their souls have sunk down so deep into sin that they no longer resemble a human on a spiritual level. Even the animals do not have the motive to do such things. This lowers their morality level so far down, they're incapable of operating with any integrity at all, and they're elected and assigned offices. And if they step one step to the right or to the left to follow something that opposes the people that know about these things, these files and photographs are brought up in their face and saying, you can't do that or we'll expose you. And Satan has lured them into a spiritual death trap that renders them void of a conscience. In this way, as they lead double lives, they are constantly tormented by demons. What if they find out? What if my daughter finds out? What will she think? What if? What if? What if? The demons make sport of them and feed off of their fears, and their double lives torture them day and night. Pray for them, as many contemplate suicide and even going to a far worse place to escape punishment. There are many underground hiding places where they can escape justice. Underground cities have been prepared for such as these. Cities of refuge where these without a conscience go to continue a life of depravity and sink deeper and deeper into it. The families of these men and women will be shocked into despair when they fully come to comprehend what the man or woman they call their father or mother has been involved in. And this is one point of entrance for me. A place of profound humiliation that can open the door for their conversion. If they run or commit suicide, this will close the door. This is why I want you to pray for them, there is still a chance. Demons to incite suicide are at an all-time high, and this is the preferred method of Satan to end their days before they have a chance to repent. I want you to know that I am greatly edified by your prayers for such as these. I want you to know that my heart longs to see them repentant and saved, and your prayers do matter. There has been a tremendous campaign by Satan to render you prayerless. Boy, I've been feeling that. I have really felt that. There have been lies whispered into your ear day and night that your prayers are fruitless. It's too big for your prayer to make a difference. The line that it's too big for your prayer to make any difference, that you are not righteous enough to be heard by God. Your prayers bounce off the walls. God doesn't listen to you because you're still so subject to sin and flaws. You know what, guys? I've heard that nonstop for these past 2 weeks. Well, and even longer than that, but especially more vigorously recently. Jesus continued, "That is absolutely not true. This is a lie from the enemy to get you to stop praying. In fact, if you feel so badly about yourself that you are saying, 'Oh, what's the use? God isn't going to hear me,' I can guarantee you that is a lying spirit stealing your faith. Do not believe these lies. Righteousness does not always depend on your perfection. It depends on your commitment to be made holy and perfect before me. Your commitment to get up when you fall and to keep trying. I hear your prayers. My Father honors your prayers, even though you are still being formed into my image. Many of you are also feeling a dullness in prayer. That is another trap the enemy has sent out to separate and divert you from me. Press in and do not allow this cloak of dullness to deter you from prayer, worship, and holy reading. I am there, and this cloak is but a smokescreen to discourage you from praying and staying close to me." And at that moment, I remembered someone said something about them trying to start a war, the deep state, to divert attention from this. I said, "Lord, are they going to try and start a war?" Jesus continued, "They already have, Claire, but their efforts were thwarted. I will continue to block their efforts to throw the world into confusion and escape prosecution. They will be brought to justice. There will be conversions that will happen because you prayed. And it is important for you to know that praying for them will keep you from falling into judgment and opening the doors to be sifted. Prayer puts you on our side, the Holy Trinity side, and keeps you safe from gossip and calumny. It is bad enough that they are being exposed, but the enemy wants you to dive right in and judge, spreading lies, rumors, and even things that are true, but are very dangerous to your soul to discuss. They are occasions of sin. So please, my people, stay alert. See that it is finally falling apart, but do not sin. Remember, they were once children. Pray for their conversion and repentance, because it breaks my heart to lose even one, even the vilest of all. It still breaks my heart. Pray for them."